And the reasons for the refusals, according to the Macau's law on entry and exit, non-residents' entry into the Macau SAR is determined based on the following reason. They must follow the international legal instruments applicable to Macau. Secondly, if there are evidence to indicate that the non-resident belonged to a criminal gang or has connections with criminal gangs or the triads, if even if these organizations are not engaged in any activities in Macau. Now, the third one is they are involved in transnational crimes related to terrorism, and also the entry will pose threat to internal security and safety, or the administrative rulings or the court rulings which states that these non-residents should not should be rejected entry into Macau. And if they pose a threat to the internal order, are pronounced as person non grata. So what I would like to repeat is the concerned agencies in Macau SAR will follow the law strictly and will enforce the law within the framework of the law. Now, my the next question that I will respond is from Mr. Abdu. I'm sorry that I missed answering a question asked earlier by yourself, and I do apologize for this. In the first round of questions, you asked about the way to understand the idea, the concept of purpose violating the law. Now, the law on assembly and demonstration states that the purpose of the assembly should not be contrary to the law, and no rights should be abused. The Civil Code of provides specifically in Article 322, if the purpose of the assembly exceed the political stability and the social moral values, and this are not allowed to proceed. For public interest, the police are allowed to take measures to ensure that the assembly and demonstration are undertaken orderly to avoid a serious impact on state security, local order, and public health and sanitation. What I would also like to add is that the law enforcement agencies will examine case by case of the notification of assemblies and demonstrations. When you, in your follow-up question, you mentioned the people are eavesdropped on if they do not know whether they didn't know that they've been eavesdropped on. According to the provisions of the criminal code, if the suspects and those people are concerned by the eavesdropping can ask to review the record, the written record of such eavesdropping, and whether the content of this written record is inconsistency with the content of the recording. Communication security law also provides that telecommunications operators are responsible to ensure the protection of data privacy. The telecommunication operators can only provide assistance to the law enforcement agencies upon the court order. If they engaged in illegal activities of data, the telecommunication operators in interception of communication, they will be obliged to report criminal acts of the illegal interception that they are over. And if the judges, under cases of inappropriate such eavesdropping, the judge can rule to offer help to and aid to the people concerned, and also to carry out the remedies for such people. I would also like to add a bit more information to the question by Mr. Faria, that during the pandemic, that you mentioned the emergency decision, relating to issues provided in Article 4 of the Covenant. Article 4 of the Covenant provides that state parties can take measures under emergency to limit or reduce their public obligation, but they must meet basic conditions. The Article 5 provides the restriction of the basic rights of individuals. What I would like to say is that the provision in Article 4 of the Covenant that during social emergency, the reduction of the are totally different from the restraints in nature provided by the other articles of the Covenant. Up to now, the government of the SAR has never been declared to have entered emergency state, so it doesn't have anything to do with the issue mentioned or provided by Article 4 of the Convention of the Covenant. As for Mr. Gomez's question on the regime of permission of interception of communications, the interception in Macau follows a very strict supervisory mechanism. What was mentioned earlier, the interception of communications law has continued the practice of interception under the order of judges. According to this regime, this is a very strict mechanism, and under other there are no needs for other mechanisms, and also impacts on the legal system. As it was mentioned yesterday, the procuratorate in Macau will also examine the legality and the legitimacy of the action of interception. If anybody become victims of such interception, they can actually report such cases to the court and judges. We've also mentioned that this system is actually very comprehensive and complete. We have Private Data Protection Office, we have the Commission for protection of private data, and other disciplinary agencies to ensure the protection of data and to support the people concerned. Thank you.
主席女士, 刚才我们几位同事就,
Madam Chair, my colleagues have provided further answer to the follow-up questions. I would also